Hi everybody, my name is Yannick and this is Unibo Global Life Bites, the new podcast of the Alma Mater Studiorum University of Bologna. Some international friends will guide me and will help me getting my bearings throughout this journey. Studying abroad could be frightening, and this is a place to share feelings, discoveries and goals of Unibo international students. Hi everybody, I'm officially an international student at the University of Bologna. Whoa, just saying it makes me shudder. Who would have thought? A few months ago, I was still in high school, and now I attend classes in Italy with students from 15 different countries. We're all very different, yet so similar. First and foremost, we're all cosmopolitans, travelers, explorers. And today I learned from my classmates that Bologna has a lot of study rooms and libraries that are all incredibly amazing. Then, this weekend, an important event is coming up, the Welcome Day. What a great opportunity to meet people. My calendar is getting quite busy. What a nice feeling, actually. Some weeks ago, I met Christina from Austria, and she has been here in Bologna for some months already. Maybe she can give me some tips to get the most out of my university life. Hello, Christina. What's up?
Hi, Yannick. Everything okay? What a pleasure hearing from you.
Yeah, the same goes for me, Christina. You see, I'm at the beginning of my experience here in Bologna, while you have been here for a few months. What do you think? Do you like Bologna?
Oh yes, I do. Actually, this is my last semester here, and I couldn't wish for a better ending of my studies. And I have to say, I fell in love with the city from day one.
Whoa, that sounds like a dream, really. Now I'm curious, though. Can you tell me more about your first thoughts and feelings at Unibo?
Sure. When I arrived here, I was warmly welcomed at the university. Even though everything was new, I didn't feel alone. Through an online meeting, I got my first orientation and took care of all the formal stuff. The staff members who talked with were very kind. They gave me some valuable tips.
I'm glad to hear that. What about the welcome day?
Yeah, there was that too. Despite the pandemic, the welcome day was the highlight of my first days here. I attended the welcome day online and I got a virtual tour through the university, where they mentioned the libraries, the canteens, the study area and how to register for exams and so forth. But the best thing was the treasure hunt.
What? The treasure hunt? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, you heard me. The university organized a treasure hunt across the city center for everyone. Whether you were attending online or in person, you could join a team and take part in a competition. It was so great and it gave me the chance to do some sightseeing in Bologna, while playing such a challenging game.
It's great to hear that your arrival and the following days went so smoothly. But didn't you feel weird being in a new city at the beginning though?
Yes, of course. Everything is new, but I have to say, this is the point that makes going abroad so exciting. Of course, you must move out from your comfort zone and start exploring all the new stuff around you. And I guess this is the reason why you are here.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It's exciting getting to know the lifestyle of a new city, a new university, and meeting new people, of course.
And I have to say, even though I attended the welcome day online, it was so easy meeting new people. I think we have about 3 groups on WhatsApp with all the international students here in Bologna, and those groups are very active. If you want to grab a coffee, you just need to write in a group and at least 1 or 2 persons will be happy to join you.
I see. I guess you've already met some interesting people during your stay here.
Definitely, yes. I didn't expect it to be that simple, but the truth is that everyone has been where you are right now. New city, new university, new people. And I think that is the reason why everyone is so open. Whenever I go out with international students, I am sure to have a great time. You just need to be yourself.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you do with them then?
A lot of things. I already made trips to Ravenna and Rimini with some international students, and it was so much fun going on an adventure together. I'm already looking forward to many other journeys.
Oh, I can really feel your excitement and how much you're enjoying your time here. What about classes, though?
Yeah, sure. First, I was super happy to attend my classes in person despite the pandemic. I guess I haven't been physically at the university for more than a year, and everything felt so exciting. I really liked the idea of a university that lets students decide whether to attend classes remotely or in person. Of course, they all safety measures were respected.
Sure. Can you also tell me more about your first moments in class, though? For example, tell me about the classrooms and your first meeting with your classmates.
First thing first. For me, it was very interesting getting to know a new university and how it looks like. I study at the economics department, and as far as I could see until now, the classrooms here are very well equipped. There is enough space for everyone, and I think it's very helpful for the students that most of the lectures get recorded. And besides, the view from the last floor of the economic department is amazing.
Oh, it sounds really great. What's your best memory, if you have one?
I guess it was my first lesson. Firstly, the professor was very nice. The topic and his way of teaching were very entertaining and interesting. And secondly, what I even like more, from the first moment on, I felt so welcomed by all my classmates. Everyone was so nice and interesting in getting to know me, and we had good conversations together.
Ah, oh, that's so nice. I hope I'll feel the same way.
I'm sure you will. And you will also enjoy the after classes. A nice Aperol Spritz together with your classmates. That is one of the things I like most about the life here. That feeling like you belong to a community.
I'm so happy that you can enjoy the university life to the fullest. That's very important. But what about the libraries or study rooms? Have you ever studied in one of those?
Yes, of course, I have. My favorite study place is Palazzo Paleotti in Via Zamboni, the main street of the university district. From there, you can enjoy the view over the famous Piazza Verdi while studying. This is priceless. You don't need to book a spot at Palazzo Paleotti, but sometimes you might expect to wait in a line for a little while to get in.
That place sounds really nice. Are there other places besides Palazzo Paleotti?
Oh yeah, there are plenty. I also really like to go to the study rooms at the Department of Economics. When I want to study together with my friends, I prefer going to some cafes in Piazza Verdi. In particular, there is one that has a huge co-working space where people can talk and there is no silence or keep quiet rule.
What about canteen services? Have you tried one of them?
Oh yes, I also have. There is a canteen in Piazza Pontoni, and I went there sometimes. However, there are a lot of places where students can get food at very affordable prices in the university district.
Since the city is famous for its delicious food and full of pizzerie, rosticerie, restaurants and osterie, I'm very curious if you have any favorite places to eat here in Bologna.
Honestly, Yannick, I cannot name my favorite place here because I have too many. Pizzerias and osterias are great, but don't get too hooked up on the Italian food. Bologna is a city for foodies. Vegan restaurants, international cuisine, Middle Eastern traditional food, Asian delights, you name it.
Whoa, I could also discover something new food-wise then, definitely. Hey, thank you very much for your time and for sharing your experiences with me. It was really a pleasure.
Yeah, it was really fun talking to you. Bye-bye, Yannick. Talk to you soon.
Bye.